Good morning. I'm Mikey Arreta. Here are the top pandemic-related headlines this hour on AMC. Philippine Health Secretary Francisco Duque III is questioning the country's poor ranking in Nikkei Asia's latest COVID-19 recovery index. This after the Philippines ranked dead last among all of the 121 countries covered due to the country's low vaccination rate. But Duque insists that the country's inoculation drive is on track as vaccinations are now close to 30% of the government's revised 70% target for the year end.
Pinag-aaralan natin dahil unang-una, yung they're comparing apples and oranges. Yung mga bansa na inassess nila, wala nang surge. Samantalang tayo, pababa pa lang. Kung cumulative yung ginawa nilang pagsusuri, we would have scored higher.
More of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines arrive in the Philippines. The latest shipment of nearly 800,000 doses arrived Thursday night. These will be brought to regions 3, 4A, 6, and 10. This batch is part of the 1 million doses procured by the national government. More vaccine shipments of Moderna and AstraZeneca procured by both the government and the private sector are also expected to arrive today. Officials are optimistic that with the arrival of these vaccines, the Philippines will be able to inoculate at least 50% of its population, its eligible population, by Christmas. The UK will remove the Philippines from its so-called red travel list starting October 11th. This means that fully vaccinated Filipinos cannot travel to Britain without taking COVID-19 tests before their flights or without completing a 10-day quarantine upon arrival. Travelers must, however, be fully vaccinated at least 14 days prior to arriving in the United Kingdom. They must also present proof of vaccination. Approved vaccines include AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen. With the easing of the travel restrictions, only Panama, Colombia, Venezuela, Peru, Ecuador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic will remain on the UK's red list after October 11th. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending his COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal workers and on large businesses. The order, which covers 100 million U.S. workers, has been getting pushback from high-profile Republicans since last month. But Biden is insisting that the vaccinations are key to economic growth. During a trip to Chicago Thursday, he urged more private companies to get their employees inoculated against COVID-19, as the virus has already killed over 700,000 Americans.
When I first started the vaccination program, and we got all that vaccine enough for everyone, we're vaccinating 3 million people a day. We're getting very close before things began to slow down. The economy is growing, leaps and bounds. 6%, the fastest growing major economy in the world. In fact, increased vaccination coverage results in as many as 5 million American workers going back to work because they feel safe they can go back to work. There'll be more economic demand to drive people back to the workforce.
And those were the top stories this hour. I'm Mikey Orreta. Have a good weekend and keep it here on ANC, the ABS-CBN News Channel.